we can talk about the known knowns, the known unknowns, but it's the unknown unknowns that's causing concern amongst farmers. I saw an article a few months back where even in Norway and Sweden, where the border crossing is minimal disruption, but it's still an average delay of 15 minutes per vehicle, per commercial vehicle. And you have 14,000 commercial vehicles a day between Northern Ireland and the Republic. And that's 3,500 hours a day that's lost. So that's the cost in itself. And then you have all the cost of compliance.
The Ulster Farmers Union represented at the discussions last night as well. And it has to be said, UFU and IFA have worked together and have good, strong working relationships. Is that relationship going to be effectively threatened by the political realities of the situation?
The relationship won't be threatened. We've worked very closely, and I think as close and all as we've been down through the years since Brexit came in, there has been an awful lot of cooperation between the two organisations. I think that the concerns that they have more or less mirror the concerns we have. When I was in Wales at their conference, the two main items there was what was going to replace the CAP and the UK government going off to do trade deals with countries that would supply cheaper, less a lower quality food. And if you talk at any meeting in Ireland, it's, will the CAP be fully funded going forward? And will the UK do trade deals that will bring cheap food into the UK? If the value of the market is lessened by cheaper importations, well then that's going to affect Irish farmers and Irish exports.